Order, order.
More criticism of the Treasury, this time from their own minister, Bill English, in response to questioning from Labor's finance spokesman, David Cunliffe.
Does he agree with the Prime Minister's views of his Treasury's estimates of the fiscal cost of the government's emissions trading scheme at $110 billion, or 14 to 17% of GDP, dismissing it as nonsense? And if so, why?
The Honourable Bill English.
Yes, because it is.
Nonsense, that is. Mr Cunliffe then pressed the Finance Minister to accept Treasury's costings of the government's emissions trading scheme.
Can he confirm that the assumptions underlying his Treasury's $110 billion estimate are in fact quite reasonable, given that the $50 per tonne carbon price is in line with that used in Australia, is half the cost Nick Smith used when criticising his opponents, and is the Treasury's mid-range scenario?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I think as the Prime Minister said yesterday, the Treasury had trouble predicting what's going to happen by Christmas, let alone what's going to happen by 2050. They made a guess on the basis of a range of highly contestable assumptions.
Having rubbished the Treasury estimates, Mr English was then asked to justify his use of Treasury figures.
The Honourable David Cunliffe.
Mr Speaker, if that is the case, how does he then reconcile his statement that Treasury's projections in the long-term fiscal outlook, quote, highlights the stark choices New Zealand faces if it is to avoid an explosion of public debt? And how does he wear that with the Prime Minister's dismissal of their long-term forecasting?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the Treasury did some long-term fiscal forecasts based largely on the policy settings left behind by that reckless government that managed this economy incompetently and missed the opportunity of a generation to step up economic performance.
David Cunliffe then asked the Finance Minister where the government's fiscal advice was coming from, if not from the Treasury.
If the Minister doesn't consider his department's advice on the fiscal impacts of the emission trading scheme to be reliable, what advice then is the government relying on that underlies the $3,000 by 2030 figure that Mr Key gave Federated Farmers yesterday? And does it do better than the advice that the Regulatory Impact Unit criticised as too flimsy to support the bill before Parliament?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, this government has the capacity to make its own distinctions between good advice and bad advice. And advice we disagree with is bad advice. Advice we agree with is good advice.
Also in question time, the Speaker refused to arbitrate after Labor MPs complained that the Minister for Social Development and Employment, Paula Bennett, said they weren't concerned about child abuse.
I know that yesterday the opposition indicated they were sick of hearing about this, but while New Zealanders keep beating and killing our babies, this government is going to keep talking about it.
First to object was Labor's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
Mr Speaker, I think I heard in the Minister's answer that Labor was saying they were sick of hearing about child abuse. I take exception to that because that is not true.
But Lockwood Smith said it wasn't something he could deal with.
It's not a matter of where the member can justifiably take personal offence. I think, and to ask a minister to withdraw something, really, this is what would be seen more as a contestable comment, I would say.
But Labor's Chief Whip, Darren Hughes, pointed to a standing order that rules out comments about political parties that cannot be made about individual MPs.
Any reference to a member which would be considered unparliamentary equally applies if it's applied to an entire parliamentary party.
The Speaker, though, didn't agree with the Labor Whip.
Oh, no, we don't need to take further time on this matter. Look, I just fear that if we get too sensitive about all these things, all manner of stuff gets ruled out.
Lockwood Smith did intervene, though, after Labor's Pete Hodgson ignored his call to stop shouting at Immigration Minister Jonathan Coleman.
Nobody on this side believes that this,
order.
Help, this
order.
Party would ever do anything
order.
As abusive of children as that.
Order.
No one.
The member just lost a supplementary question. That is intolerable to yell abuse across the House when the member's microphone is on.
But the Speaker then had to deal to the Minister after he retaliated across the chamber at Mr Hodgson.
I'll tell you what is not a good look is for that member to come in here to not have checked his facts and then to totally lose it in front of the House when he's embarrassed in front of all his
order,
colleagues.
Order.
Now look, just to abuse the questioner is not acceptable. Not acceptable. And I mean, I've dealt very severely with the Honourable Pete Hodgson, and I'll deal severely with the Honourable Jonathan Coleman if he does that again in the future.
Lockwood Smith laying down the law. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.